Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, September 8th. Two-thirds of permits for housing are in walkable areas. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The County Board of Supervisors will vote tomorrow on a proposal to expand its Immigrant Legal Defense Program. That's the program that provides legal representation to adults facing deportation who are detained at the Otay Mesa Detention Center. Board Chair Tara Lawson Reamer wants to expand it to unaccompanied minors, following the end of federal funding for providing legal representation for migrant children. Without the expansion of the program, roughly 300 children of all ages here in the county would have to face immigration court proceedings with no legal representation or translator. We'll update you later this week on whether or not Lawson Reamer's proposal passes. The San Diego City Council's Land Use and Housing Committee voted unanimously on Thursday to advance a proposal to create an Affordable Housing Preservation Fund. Fox 5 reports that the initiative would combine public dollars with private investment to buy apartment complexes near jobs, schools, or transit with the intention of keeping rent affordable in the long term. Housing advocates say that preserving affordable housing is urgently needed. When the owner of multifamily housing wants to sell, the fund would be able to be used to buy and rehabilitate the property so a developer doesn't buy it and raise rent. The full city council is expected to vote on the Affordable Housing Preservation Fund proposal this upcoming fall. Chula Vista's e-bike regulations are now in effect. They regulate the use of e-bikes, e-scooters, and any similar devices. Officers will give warnings for the first few months of the ordinance, with enforcement starting on December 3rd. The ordinance bans anyone under the age of 12 from riding an e-bike and would make it illegal for an adult to knowingly allow them to do so. The ordinance also states no person under 18 can transport passengers and restricts any Class 3 e-bike, which can go up to 28 miles per hour, from sidewalks. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
The majority of new housing in San Diego is being built in the urban core, which has some of the city's most walkable neighborhoods. Public Matters reporter Jake Gatta went to North Park to take a look at what it means to live somewhere you can easily walk around town.
Do you like walking around your neighborhood? Would you like to be able to walk to a coffee shop or a grocery store or a park or to public transportation? Then you want to live in a walkable neighborhood, where homes, jobs, businesses, and public transit all coexist. Unlike sprawl, where homes are separate from businesses. Lucky for you, the majority of new housing in San Diego is being built in the urban core, which has the most walkable neighborhoods. Across the county, roughly two-thirds of the permits issued in the past 6 years are in a place with above-average walkability. That's according to a ranking from the EPA. But these neighborhoods only exist where zoning allows it, and when San Diego is updating its zoning plans, like in Claremont or the College area, planners are reluctant to allow the type of density that helps create walkability. Safe streets, sidewalks, crosswalks, and slow cars are also important to walkability. That's why the city is lowering speed limits in busy walking corridors, and is working to include more pedestrian features when they build or fix roads. But it all starts with housing. These walkable neighborhoods are just a fraction of the county's land, but they're where a majority of the new homes are being built, meaning San Diego's future is going to be a whole lot more walkable. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
San Diego is in the middle of a summer COVID wave. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says new federal vaccine rules are causing confusion, leaving patients and providers trying to sort out the changes.
UC San Diego infectious disease doctor Davey Smith says changes to federal vaccine policy is causing confusion.
That confusion leads to mistrust in us doctors and us public health officials and our government. And it really is frustrating for me when I'm talking to people about vaccinations.
Smith still recommends boosters for younger, healthy adults.
Even people who are not older than 65 and don't have an immunocompromising condition can get very sick. And there's also the risk of long COVID.
He says boosters also help against new variants.
When this new variant comes, then more of us are going to be at risk, more of us are going to get infected, and the peaks are going to be higher.
As of August 28th, only 16% of the eligible population in San Diego County is vaccinated. Smith says the low rate, combined with tighter rules and new emerging variants, could drive more infections up this season. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
The gap between girls' and boys' math scores nearly closed before the pandemic. But a new data analysis from the AP shows girls have lost much of that ground. Boys outperform girls on math tests in nearly 9 out of 10 districts they studied. Daniel Reinholtz studies math education at San Diego State University. He says stereotypes about girls' math abilities can show up in the classroom.
Who does a teacher call on? Whose ideas get taken seriously? How do students respond to one another? Who's expected to do well? And so all of these small effects add up in ways that affect confidence, ways that affect belonging.
The AP analysis includes 21 districts in San Diego County. In 7 of them, girls were scoring higher than boys on standardized math tests before the pandemic. Now, boys are scoring higher than girls in all 21 districts. On Friday, Signet Theater held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the opening of the Joan and Irwin Jacobs Performing Arts Center, known as the Joan. Arts reporter Beth Accomando says it's more than just a new theater.
Signet Theater's artistic director, Sean Murray, has seen the company move from a strip mall to Old Town. Now he's excited about what the new Joan and Irwin Jacobs Performing Arts Center offers.
There are two theaters. Next door in the same building is a 125-seat black box theater, the Dottie. We've taken all of our satellite spaces. We've had scene shops and rehearsal spaces and office spaces all over San Diego. We're able to combine them all into one space now so we can actually go up the hall to see somebody instead of driving across town.
Signet will open Follies on September 13th as the first production in its new state-of-the-art permanent home at Arts District Liberty Station. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.